38. Imagine being stopped. I mean, imagine this is incredible. Imagine being stopped by the police, having your car windscreen smashed in, your hands cuffed, and guns and tasers waved in your face when you knew you'd done nothing wrong. You committed no crime. You're completely innocent. Well, that was the experience of one Cambridgeshire couple arrested by the Metropolitan Police in a case of mistaken identity. And it was our very own sports editor, Nick Fairbairn, who was one of those involved. And he told me earlier on what happened.
Bizarre, really, Jez, because we've had a very sort of quiet night. We've been around to see a friend of mine's newborn baby, my goddaughter, and we were driving home at about 9 o'clock, and we're just having a conversation in the car, as you do. Blue flashing lights behind us, and then before we knew it, a police car had pulled in front of us and forced us to stop, basically. Several other police cars arrived on the scene as well. And from thinking, oh, you know, the police behind us are probably, you know, chasing someone for speeding up ahead, so trying to pull over and let them pass, we quickly realised that we were, you know, the subject of their interest, basically.
And so who was in the car?
So it was myself, my wife Ruth, and then our friends Claire and James. So police got out of the cars, it was a big army of police officers, and they were armed. So
with what?
With machine guns, yeah, and tasers as well. So immediately we saw these police get out, point, you know, guns at us and through the windscreen and start, you know, screaming kind of all manner of instructions. And that's one of those moments where you first of all wonder whether you're actually living this. Completely bizarre and completely foreign, of course. You know, none of us have ever experienced anything like this before. And just utter confusion, really. They smashed the window of the driver's side and tore my friend James out of the car and over the glass and handcuffed him and took him away.
Through the broken window?
And they opened the door and then pulled him out of the door. And so he landed on the glass and he was quickly handcuffed and taken away. And myself, I was taken out and handcuffed. Another policeman came around the other side and threatened to shoot me with a taser if I did any sudden movements. So obviously doing sudden movements went, you know, straight to the back of my mind. And then subsequently the girls were taken out as well. And so we were, yeah, from driving home, having had a nice night and kind of just having a conversation in the car, we were suddenly sort of handcuffed with guns being pointed in our faces. It was, yeah, completely bizarre. And obviously extremely frightening, you know, very, very frightening.
And how long did it take before the police realised they'd made an obvious mistake?
Well, in sort of hindsight, they've told us since that they realised fairly soon that we didn't fit the description of the people they were after. But we remained handcuffed for quite a while, and we were asked, you know, plenty of questions about where we've been, what we've been doing, where we lived. My friend James, who was taken away, actually, it took him a moment to come out with where he lived because he was so shocked by the whole episode.
And do you know what it was that the car they were chasing had done?
Allegedly, there was a gun in the car, and there had been a threat made to someone who was known to the person driving that car. So essentially, they thought that there was going to be a shooting unless they intercepted it. Our solicitor, you know, subsequently proved that basically the way they'd gone about making the checks hadn't been right, and therefore they really could have eliminated us straight away rather than going through all this, you know, this hassle. And obviously putting us through a real ordeal as well.
And as far as that ordeal goes, we're talking now, what, 2 years on since that?
Yeah, 2 years in April. 2 years in April.
Has it had lasting effects for either you or the other people in the car?
Well, certainly, I mean, for all of us, there was a, you know, degree of a few months afterwards that you remember it. If there was a police siren, you sort of get a bit sweaty palmed and certainly, you know, find it difficult to sleep and that sort of thing, which, you know, we've learned since it's quite a natural reaction. I mean, overall, we've come out of it okay, but it was, you know, certainly for the months afterwards and the night, you know, we got home, all of us were sitting there kind of sort of shaken up and looking at each other, wondering how to, you know, how to discuss it, how to sort of go about getting over it. So yeah, really, yeah, as I say, bizarre and frightening, and you know, 2 years since, but of course you still think about it now and again.
Well, Nick and his three friends complained to the Mets, but their complaint was rejected. They then decided to file a compensation case in the courts, and the case was then settled, in fact, last week. We can speak to their solicitor, Ian Gould, from David Phillips and Partners. Very good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning.
Now, how common is this sort of thing, a case of mistaken identity?
Well, unfortunately, it does happen with some regularity. I can't give you statistics, but I represent a number of individuals across the country who've had similar situations.
Well, dealt with as aggressively as these people were?
Not certainly this one stands out in terms of the aggression being used by police officers, which, of course, they sought to justify on the grounds of the fear that there was a firearm in the vehicle.
OK. How much money has this cost the Met?
Well, total compensation to the four is in excess of £23,000. And then, of course, beyond that, it's the legal costs, which could be in the region of £100,000. But the cost is not simply financial, it's emotional as well, because, of course, you've got four law-abiding citizens whose confidence in the police force has been shot. And then, of course, the fact is that the police stopped the wrong vehicle, and therefore the real criminals got away. So there's a terrible emotional cost to this.
Why was it rejected in the first place?
Well, they pursued a complaint, and basically what the initial internal complaint procedure found was that this was simply an honest mistake on the part of the officers. And I'm afraid that for that reason I had to get involved. We had to take proceedings against Met and establish that effectively the police had insufficient knowledge to link Nick's car with the car that they were trying to trace effectively.
Hopefully then nobody listening this morning will be involved in a similar situation, but if they are, it's hard to have your wits about you if it comes out of the blue. I mean, what do they do? They also don't call the police. I mean, what do you do in that sort of situation?
Well, as Nick said, you're completely stunned, and I think one of them described it as almost a situation out of a film. Obviously once you get back home and you get your wits about you, then you've got to either pursue a complaint or alternatively bring court proceedings. But either way, I think certainly my advice would be to contact a specialist solicitor.
Ian, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much. That is Ian Gould, who represented the four in the car who were mistaken by the police for suspected criminals. He's from David Phillips and Partners. It's 8:44. We're going to